I'd like now to welcome Robert Knott. He's the associate editor of the Pasatiempo, Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexican.
I'm running the joint.
You're running the joint. And he's the education reporter for the Santa Fe, New Mexican. He's with us every week. Speaking of the arts, should we say speaking of the arts and education?
Well, we'll say speaking of the arts this week because education is closed down, being it's still the holiday time.
Oh, right. Everyone's having a two-week-long snow day.
And I'm usually on Friday mornings, but here I am on a Thursday morning to wish everybody a happy New Year's Eve.
That's right.
And a safe New Year's Eve. So listen up. AA New Mexico Tipsy Toe. From 6 tonight until, I think, midnight tomorrow, AAA New Mexico will give you a free tow and ride home, straight home, if you are unable to drink and drive. Pardon me, if you're just unable to drive.
Home, straight home, meaning you can't stop at Walgreens for aspirin.
Or at another bar.
Right.
1-800-422-4357. But if it's more than 10 miles, there may be towing fees. Like I say, it's a free tow and ride. I believe they will take you and your car.
Oh, they'll tow your car
I believe.
Home.
If I'm wrong, call them up. AAA. Another thing is Santa Fe County and Capital Cab always team up to help out from about 5:30 tonight until like 2 or 3 in the morning.
Now, are they encouraging drunken driving?
No, that's what people think. But I think I have to agree with Rob DeWalt's column last Friday that this is the case. People do tend to go out on New Year's Eve, and they might be responsible people and they get drunk. It's not encouraging that. It's just saying, if you're going to get drunk, please don't drive home. You know the deal. Don't do it. After that accident this past summer, no one can afford to do it. And I know it's scary. You have three drinks, you get scared. You're going to get pulled over. Don't do it. For $5, Santa Fe County and Capital City Cab can get you home to your front door from any bar or restaurant within the Santa Fe city limits.
I bet the wait for a tow is going to be really long.
It's very possible. So here we go. Call for the Capital Cab, Santa Fe County, 995-9528. Or if that number is not working, try 438-0000 and mention Caddy Cab, Santa Fe County and DWI Caddy Program. There's also AAA New Mexico. Look at last week's Pasatiempo. Rob DeWalt Soundwaves has all the information. Nice job. Because it is New Year's Eve, and you do want to maybe go out and hear some music and have some fun and be careful. So, dun-dun-dun. Pop Gallery's closing reception on Love. 6 to 9 p.m. tonight. Exhibit and food collection through Friday, and they are going to benefit all proceeds. Bienvenidos Outreach. That's tonight on Water Street. Also, the Santa Fe Concert Association is teaming up with pianist Andrew Van Oyen at 5 p.m. tonight at the Lenzik. Joe Illick, conductor. It's a New Year's Eve performance. Call 988-1234 for tickets Santa Fe to find out how much. It's going to be a fun show, New Year's Eve.
Fun indeed. The Rachmaninoff Piano Concerto.
That guy.
And Dvorak's New World Symphony. And we talked with Joe Illick about that on this show. And it was really interesting to me because he pointed out the different places in the New World Symphony where there are American spiritual, black spiritual influences and things like that. So you get to really listen to the influence of this continent on another composer.
That's pretty good. There you go. Straight from the horse's mouth, even though she's more of a fox to me. And you are looking particularly foxy on New Year's Eve morning.
Ay, caramba.
A Tuna Christmas is running tonight over at the Santa Fe Playhouse, the popular sequel to Greater Tuna. Fun, goofy, two people, guys in drag. Who doesn't like it? 988-4262, and that continues through New Year's weekend at the Santa Fe Playhouse. Now, Light Up My Life, what do you know about that besides the song from, was that Debbie Boone?
Mm-hmm.
You light up my life. Remember we used to sing that when we were teenagers?
Not me.
I know you did.
I feel confident that you sang that song when you were a teenager. You know who did an amazing version of that on some kind of kids' variety show in the late 70s? Patti Smith.
Oh, I believe you. I think everybody should do a cover of that. Anyway, the 19th annual Light Up a Life is the lighting of Farolitos on the plaza tonight at 5:30 in memory of lost loved ones. You can purchase a Farolito for a price. Call Presbyterian Medical Services Foundation at 988-2211 because this event does benefit the hospice center. But it's a fun plaza event. Get down there at 5:30. It should be quiet, should be safe, might be cold.
Those are those matchboxes.
You got it.
And I made one of them.
Oh, you made one?
Yeah.
You made a matchbox?
Yeah.
You're kidding me. What is a matchbox anyway?
There are these long wooden boxes that hold those very long, thick wooden matches that you can use to light farolitos. In other words, a little match. You're going to burn your fingers if you're trying to light something which is a distance away.
Oh.
And so the Presbyterian Medical Services had this great idea to give all sorts of people, most of them more artistic than I am, a box, just a plain wooden box to decorate, and they had an opening at the Gerald Peters Gallery. And
oh, that's right, the matchbox opening.
Yeah, they were beautiful. They were so impressive. And then they're all being auctioned off. It's a tremendous creative fundraiser.
When we were kids, we had matchbox cars. Do you remember those?
I do remember those.
Those are fun little cars, and you drove them around.
Also, were you small enough that you could get into one and drive it?
No, I was never that small. But I was more interested in, like, Barbie dolls and stuff because you could undress them.
Here we go.
There we go. We're not going anywhere. I'm just bringing this stuff up just to get us going here on the New Year's Eve. Okay, Studio 54, one more night party tonight. New Year's Eve dance party with DJ Una. Artemis, still in town, will host it.
Yay.
Drag show, 8:30. Silver Starlight Lounge, Rainbow Vision. Call 428-7777. Meanwhile, you got a New Year's Eve bash at Corazon with Dean Numbers and DJ Toast. Most of these you have to pay to get in. Cowgirl Barbecue has Stephanie Hatfield, who's just wonderful and so beautiful and soulful music. She's playing with Hot Mess. That's at 9 o'clock. The Corazon's at 9 o'clock. The La Casa Sena has a New Year's Eve Silver Anniversary Show. Piano and vocals, 6:30 and 9:30. That's Piano Bar. The Matador has DJ Inky. Inky Dinky Dink. Dinky 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 do. Remember that song by Jimmy Durante? Mm-hmm. Oh, what a beautiful feeling. That's at 8:30 at the Matador. Down in the Madrid, if you go down there and you be careful driving, the Mineshaft Tavern has Joe West and Friends, which includes Mike the Can Man, Archie West, and Donna D. 8:30 p.m., cover charge. Quiet Night of Piano Music, David Geist over at Pronzo, 6 o'clock, small cover charge. Tiny says the Jakes tonight at 8:30. No cover. And the Turquoise Trail Bar and Grill has Tequila Rain, dance variety at 9 o'clock, no cover. I'll also mention Second Street Brewery, the bus tapes.
Yay.
4:30, early show, and later on the night is Terra East Sound System. The Second Street Brewery in the rail yard is supposed to open around New Year's.
Yes, and we're going to be doing a show on beer.
When?
Soon.
You have to invite me. I drink beer all the time. I start drinking beer when I was 11 a.m.
Yeah, well, we're going to do a whole show covering the history of beer and the...
Oh, man.
Beer and its multiform and myriad manifestations.
Did people ever take baths in beer like Jane Mansfield did in Pink Champagne?
You know, I might not be the best person to answer that question.
Can you ask those guys when you have them on?
Sure.
Because remember when she used to take baths in champagne?
No, I don't. Can you say more about that?
Well, Jane Mansfield was like this incredibly vivacious bombshell from the 50s. Some people thought she was trying to be Marilyn Monroe, but I think she was just trying to be herself. And she had, she liked pink, and she liked heart-shaped things, and she used to take baths in champagne. So, I don't know why I'm telling the story, but I always wondered what she would like smell like after that.
She might smell rather like champagne.
I guessed. Well, she could burst my cork open. Let me tell you, taking a look at that dame. Okay, tomorrow's the 1st. It's January 1st. Most people are off.
So have you basically said every...
Just about every. There's other events, New Year's Eve events. I can't get them all in, but there's quite a few. And just check it out. And again, be careful. Remember the Tipsy Toe, AAA, and remember the Santa Fe County DWI Caddy program. These things can get you home. And again, look at last Friday's Pasa Tiempo, which was our holiday writing contest, and a lot of people really like that issue.
Did you mention that Savor is going to be playing at the Inn of the Anasazi?
I did not mention Savor.
In case you need to dance to Cuban music on New Year's Eve. It's from 9 o'clock until 1 in the morning.
Cover charge?
No doubt.
Okay. We don't mention that on KSFR. You're a wonderful, beautiful, going into 2010 radio.
But I'm looking at their calendar, station. And it doesn't say what the cover charge is. But okay. Anyway.
So tomorrow's the 1st. There are a few gallery openings. If you head up Canyon Road, Gallery 822 has a New Year's Day miniature show. My head usually feels like a miniature when I wake up on New Year's Day. Manitou Galleries on Palace has work from the 2010 Manitou Galleries calendar. That's receptions at 5. And the Brandon Michael... Fine Art on 202 Canyon Road has The Figure. Ooh, I like that. Group show. Reception 5 to 7. So there are a few shows happening tomorrow, New Year's Day. And Guitar Shorties at Corazon tomorrow night, 10 p.m. So that should be fun. Tuna Christmas, as I mentioned, continues. And there are a lot of New Year weekend music events. And next week is one of the quietest weeks in arts. in town. I know this from being at Pasta Tampa and being here since like 1992. It's a great time to either go check out some music at night or go to some of your museums in town and call for your museum hours. Yeah, you have something to say?
Well, I got a note from Mike Rude that the Mike Rude Trio is live at Vanessi's on January 2nd, so the day after New Year's, from 4 to 6 in the afternoon, guitar, bass, and drum, original contemporary jazz from New York City, influenced by Brazilian classical folk and Latin music.
Wow.
MikeRood.com, R-O-O-D.
Nice. So let me plug some museums, and remember, call for holiday hours. I'm guessing they're all closed on New Year's Day. But the Museum of Indian Arts and Culture up on Camino Lejo still has this weekend Native American Picture Books of Change, which is an exhibit of historic drawings. The Museum of International Folk Art up there in the hill has Material Worlds. We're living in a material world. Textiles and dress from the collection reception show runs through May of, I think, 2011, actually. They still have the shadow puppets up there, Dancing Shadows, Epic Tales. Indonesian shadow puppets.
Oh, good. I'm glad that's still going on.
And then New Mexico History Museum downtown near Palace of the Governors has Santa Fe Found, Fragments of Time, Telling New Mexico, Stories from Then and Now, and Treasures of Devotion. There's a lot of things happening down there. New Mexico Museum of Art downtown. You've got the Museum of Contemporary Native Arts down in Cathedral Place. You've got the O'Keeffe Museum on Johnson Street. You've got Site Santa Fe, Wheelwright Museum. They're all having things happen. You can go by there. Call for information. Call to find out the holiday schedule. But this next week or two is a good time to go. And I'm pretty sure New Mexico residents free on Sundays to the museums.
I believe so. And it's also, I mean, a lot of people have friends and family in from out of town. And it's a great place to take them to those places
and
that you should be going yourself because you live here and it's a wonderful opportunity. And we forget because we take them for granted. But then you take your relatives and friends who are visiting see the museums. No, you go
yourself.
Come meet
me for beer. Moscow Festival Ballet is in this week. They'll be performing at the Lunzik on Monday and Tuesday night.
Wow.
Including that guy Tchaikovsky, his Sleeping Beauty.
Mm.
Was that one of your favorite stories as a little girl?
I liked a lot of those fairy tales, actually.
Okay, so
I don't know if that was my favorite.
Okay.
There's so many versions of it. You know, everyone thinks of those goofy little dwarves, but I think I've mentioned this to you before, but my mother always, she wouldn't let me read the Disney or see the Disney cartoon versions of things like that. I had to read the Grimm's fairy tale version.
Right here. The Sleeping Beauty didn't have the seven dwarfs.
Oh, that's Snow White.
That was seven dwarfs for seven brothers. You mix up your metaphors and analogies and you're sleeping.
Snow White and sleep.
That's right. Snow White was like her cousin. They hung out with Little Red Riding Hood. They used to get together and have a sewing circle.
See,
I won't go more into detail about that for you adults out there.
I don't remember.
And then Goldilocks was the blonde of the troop. She was the one that, you know, Jason and the Golden Fleece and the Argonauts and all that. They got tied up with that.
Which was the one who fell asleep for a long time?
That was Rip Van Winkle. He was in another story.
No, I mean, was Snow White? Who
Sleeping Beauty went to sleep but didn't age.
Snow White?
She went to sleep because the witch gave her the apple and she almost died, and then the dwarfs chased her off the edge, and then the prince kissed her. The prince is always kissing these women and reviving them, and you know what that's all about.
So Sleeping Beauty was Dorian Gray.
I don't know what the dame's name was. I never got that close to her. I didn't look at her mailbox. How do I know if her name was Dorian? She was, she didn't grow old or anything. She was just a beautiful... Okay, once upon a time there was a Sleeping Beauty. She was a nice dame. She got some evil princess mad at her. She put her to sleep. The prince had to go fight the dragon, and then he went and kissed her, and she came back to life. The seven dwarfs moved in. They hired Goldilocks as the one to clean the place up. She showed up. The three bears moved in, except two of them were a little too bare for the kids to see, so they had to move it over to the adult theater. That's where I caught the show. And then I won't go into Pinocchio because the things that happened with his nose and those two female burlesque dancers was obscene. So
Robert,
that's the whole thing. What?
The end. That's like, you know what that's like? That was like Shakespeare abridged. Every Shakespeare play condensed into an hour.
Well, and we won't even talk about Rasputin and Rapunzel and Rumpelstiltskin, those guys.
The three R's.
Right. So what else?
It's a good thing this is the end of the year, because we can put all this behind us and open up to a new year in which the milk of human kindness flows.
Here we go. Every
abundantly.
Year you and me start over again with this. We have great milk of human kindness for each other. Just goes sour once in a while. Thursday. Is Thursday night the live HD broadcast of A Prairie Home Companion? Have you heard about that at the Lenzic?
Excellent.
I think that's Thursday night if you're fans of the Garrison Keillor program. 6 o'clock at the Lenzic, 988-1234.
Garrison Keillor is brilliant.
He is brilliant. He's terrific and wonderful.
He emceed Merce Cunningham's 77th birthday, which was a huge event in New York. And Merce Cunningham, of all the people in the world that he could have chosen, chose Garrison Keillor.
Who would you have to emcee your 77th?
Should I live that long?
Well, I know we're talking about 40 years away.
Yeah. I don't know. How about you?
If I'm still doing the show.
I think Robert Knott would be the one that I would choose.
There we go. How are we doing for time?
We got 2 minutes left.
Okay. There is an all-ages informal swing dance Monday night at Oddfellows Hall. Lesson 7 to 8, dance 8 to 10:30, small fee to get in. There's also the Cowgirl Karaoke that night at the Cowgirl Barbecue on Guadalupe Street. There's the Georgia O'Keeffe Museum Art and Leadership Program for Women, a workshop by Sherry Mann, Tips to Accomplish Your Dreams. That's 6 o'clock on Tuesday, I believe. Call 946-1007 to find out if that's correct. And on Wednesday, the Santa Fe Council on International Relations is going to have a World Affairs Discussion Luncheon at 11:30 at the Santa Fe Hilton. You got to pay to get in, but you get fed. 982-4931.
And so, Robert, what are you doing on New Year's Eve?
What are you doing New Year's? I'm going to go and see if the Gene Mansfield Film Festival is on TV. If it is, I'll watch some of those things like The Girl Can't Help It and Will Success by Rock Hunter. She also did a Hercules movie where she has a skinny dipping scene.
Not going to go out?
I don't go out on New Year's Eve.
Ah. Well, then you won't have to have your car towed home.
That doesn't mean I want them in the way I drive. My car is always getting towed home. And I'm going to have a relaxing weekend. I'm not going to have to go to work, which is amazing. And then I'm going to look forward to a new year with a whole bunch of new things occurring. And hopefully unemployment is not one of those things. But if so, I'll survive. And what about you? What's your New Year's resolution?
You know...
To kiss me? Thank you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Whew, got out of that one. Robert Knott is the associate editor of the Pasatiempo Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe,
nice.
New Mexican.
Let's try this.
You were just... Stop it. And he's with us here every Friday and occasional Thursdays if it's New Year's Eve. Speaking of the arts.
Ooh.
And thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you. How could I be kissing you when you were talking? Ah, the glory of sound effects in the radio.
What?
I'll see you next Friday.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte.
Oh, I know that too.
We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org. You can email me at radiocafe@ksfr.org. We're podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org thanks to Santa Fe's Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes, and you can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, good morning, jazz. Happy New Year!
Good morning, jazz. Happy New Year.
Hey, hasta la vista.
And Happy New Year, lady.
Ciao.